This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Kiosks have been popping up in parking spots around Birmingham. These 40 stations will hold 400 bikes. They're part of Zip Bike Share, which starts tomorrow. Cycling has devotees in the Magic City, but plenty still see it as a risky way to travel. WBHM's Gina Yu reports cycling enthusiasts hope more bikes on the road will change attitudes.
Repairs are underway at Redemptive Cycles in downtown Birmingham. Bicycles hang from the walls and ceiling, and an old horror movie plays in the background. People trail in and out of the shop, talking to the friendly mechanic, and generally hanging out. It's like an old-time saloon for cyclists. And that's fitting, because when you ask the executive director, Marcus Fetch, about cycling in Birmingham, he says,
"It's kind of like the Wild West."
Redemptive is where cyclists share their trials from the trail.
So we get to hear from everybody, right? Like all the stories. It's almost every day we hear some sort of story.
Fetch says he's heard hundreds. Drivers yelling at cyclists and veering very close. Cyclists getting objects thrown at them. And he hears about accidents.
And then we just had, you know, a dear cyclist die, William. But you know, that man, he was an incredibly safe rider. Lights, helmets, reflective gear on, the whole thing. And he rode very safe. And so for him to get hit was just absurd.
William Robertson was a well-known local contractor. He was killed in late August when a pickup truck ran into him and two other cyclists. Robertson was a founder of the Magic City Cyclers and a member of Black People Run Bike and Swim with his friend Patrick Packer.
Whenever there's a tragedy in a community, there is an obligation for motorists to figure out ways how they can create a safe environment for cyclists.
Packer leads rides through the city every week. He's a co-founder of Black People Run Bike and Swim and basically devotes his time to helping Black communities live active lifestyles.
I cycle because I love the feeling of being on the road. It's in my blood. I'm so glad that I was able to begin cycling almost 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's become addictive.
He cycles on Birmingham's grid of wide streets, guarded by brown, red, and beige stacks of buildings. The city center is seeing a return of people by four wheels and now by two.
And people see cyclists on the road, they want to join in. So how can we help people join in? And one of the ways is by having a great bike share program.
Lindsay West is the director of Zip and the force behind bike sharing in Birmingham. She led a feasibility study in fall 2013 to answer a big question. Is the city ready for bike share?
Typically, bike share is the catalyst for more bike infrastructure in your community.
Infrastructure, meaning signed bike routes, highways with shoulders, and of course, bike lanes.
So we asked tons of communities. We said, chicken or egg? It's a chicken and egg conversation. Bike lanes or bike share, which one comes first? And everybody said bike share comes first because if you wait for bike lanes, you'll never get them.
Cyclists are hoping more bikes on the road can create a cultural shift that leads to more people cycling and drivers paying more attention to people on bikes.
You know, it's still been an ongoing battle teaching people that they belong on the road. It's okay for them to be on the road.
Fetch knows that it's up to the city and drivers to accommodate cyclists, especially with beginners who have never set pedal to the streets of Birmingham.
After the initial kickoff, if people are using these bikes and they don't feel safe enough riding them, then it's going to decrease.
Lindsay West hopes knowing how it feels to be on a bicycle will enlighten drivers and dispel any mystery about how to react on the road.
It's no longer driver versus cyclist and cyclist versus driver. We're people on bikes and we're people behind the wheel of a car. And so therefore we become more tolerant towards each other. And then we know what we're supposed to be doing.
Zip Bike Share is partnering with the League of American Bicyclists to help Birmingham become a contender for that group's next list of bike-friendly cities. For WBHM, I'm Gina Yu.